somewhere along your study of literature and language arts, you learn that a good piece of writing must possess the qualities of unity, coherence, and emphasis. And you need those three qualities if the piece of writing is really to be good. And that's true not only of the writing that you and I do, but it's true of all writing. And it's true of the writing of the gospel. The gospel is not just a series of stories that are not connected. The gospel has a central message. And all those stories are meant to help us understand that central message. Now, I've often wondered when the New Testament was put together, why the people who put it together chose to have Matthew's gospel as the first gospel. It's certainly not the oldest gospel. Mark is older than Matthew. I don't think it's the best written gospel. I think Luke is a much finer piece of literature. It certainly isn't as poetic as John's gospel is. Why Matthew? And I think part of the reason is found in the gospel of today. Why does the church want people, when they open the book for the first time, to have their eyes fall upon the gospel according to Matthew? Well, in the very beginning of that gospel, and you remember this from the Christmas season, we are told in Matthew's gospel, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. When Mary, his mother, was engaged to a man named Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child by the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a just man, and he sought to save her from embarrassment and decided to divorce her privately. He had made up his mind to do this when in a dream an angel of the Lord said to him, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who be born of her is of the Holy Spirit. She shall give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now, all of this was done in order that the word of the prophet might be fulfilled. The young woman will conceive and bear a child, and they will name him Emmanuel, a name that means God is with us. That's the way the story begins. And the story ends with those few verses of the gospel today, at the very end of the 28th chapter. Jesus says, go out into all the world, make disciples of all, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, but never forget this. Never forget this. I am with you all days, as long as the world exists. And so the story begins, we shall call him Emmanuel, a name that means God is with us. And the story ends, never forget, I am with you every single day, as long as the world exists. And I believe that's the reason Matthew's gospel was chosen to be first. Because that simple truth is the very foundation of our Christian faith. You and I are never alone. You and I do not need to face the world alone. You and I do not need to face life alone. That in our strength and in our weakness, in our success and in our failure, in our happiness and sadness, in every moment of our life, God is present to us. That's the heart of the truth. Now you have a school, you have a class motto, which you took from Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it's a wonderful motto. It's a wonderful sentiment. I don't think Emerson understood what anybody was saying, but you know, it's wonderful. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny. Tiny matters compared to what lies within us. What lies behind us, what lies before us, are really tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And what lies within every single one of us is the very image and the very power of the living God. That's what lies within you. Fashioned in the image of the living God. That in your face, in your mind and in your heart, in your spirit, in your dreams and in your hopes, in your struggles and in your successes, all that is within you is marked by the living God. And that's the grandeur of what it is to be who we are. Creatures fashioned in the image of that God. So if there's one thing that I want you to take away from today, if there's one thing I want you to try to hold on to, is that simple reality that you are not alone, that God is closer to you than you are to yourself, that the very gift of Jesus is to help us understand and believe how intimate and close God is to us. For Jesus is the human face of the living God.